Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Now let's head to the South Dakota Art Museum in Brookings, where an upcoming reception invites museum goers into a new multidimensional arts experience. Co-curated by John Schurman, One Roof, Two Airs shares the artwork of 10 U.S.-based artists with personal histories from countries experiencing conflict in the Middle East. John Schurman joins us by phone. Welcome, John.
Hello.
Also with us on the phone, Jody Lundgren. She's curator of exhibits of the museum. Jody, thanks for being with us as well.
Thanks for having me.
John, let's start with you and tell us a little bit about your co-curator and this exhibit, One Roof, Two Airs, overall. Let's start there.
Yeah, so Kathy Unam Jody is my partner in this project, and she's a wonderful artist. She's also a curator, and we've worked together on several different projects. But in particular, in this one, it's really her voice that comes through. It's based on a lot of her experiences and the experiences of the other artists for whom the exhibition represents. And I'm just very conscious of the fact that these are not my lived experiences, but they are hers, and so we wanted to make sure that in any written content that her voice really came through.
What was that partnership like, so that you could sort of stand in that space with her? Because many people who come to the exhibit, this might not be their lived experience either, although many who come, it will be. So from your perspective, how did you sort of enter into that collaborative creative space?
Well, we both brought different things to the table on this, and I think we knew that from the get-go. I have more experience as a curator and have done a lot of work producing exhibitions over the past decade. And so, me handling all the administrative side of things was just part of the equation. But Kat and I have worked together on a number of projects, and, we have a remarkably similar sort of feeling or intuition about the types of artists and work that we want to bring into an exhibit. So there's a really good collaborative back and forth between she and I. But it always starts, especially on a topic like this, I just know that I need to start by listening and, sort of trust the voice of people who've actually lived these experiences, and then I can help shape it and put language around it and find a venue that might be willing to present it.
Mm. And we're going to bring Jody in that conversation in just a minute. But first, John, tell me a little bit about how you made some of those selections. Is it intuitive? Talk about building an exhibit like this from a curator standpoint. I think that's a fascinating look that most people don't consider.
Yeah. Well, the first thing is, it takes a good network of artists, and I suppose the most basic principle of curating is you got to love the work. And if you don't love the work, it can't be in the show. And so it's a matter of developing an idea for the show and then going out to try and find the artists who can help complete that story. And both Kat and I have, I say Kat, but Katayun is her full name. Both of us have pretty extensive networks in the artistic community in the Midwest and beyond. And so as we start to put this together, we think about who we know, and we start to look at their work, and we ask them to submit pieces that might potentially fit, and then we ask them for referrals, and it kind of spreads out from there until we find the pieces and the artists that we really think can give life to the idea of the show.
Yeah. Jody Lundgren is a curator of exhibitions at the museum. And Jody, tell us a little bit about One Roof, Two Airs as you explain it to South Dakota museum goers.
So the exhibit was really, you know, John had come to me as a freelance curator, and he had several different shows he worked on, but he had done an exhibition called Transplant Eyes that was a broader group of artists that were a part of the immigrant community in the Twin Cities area. And so just through conversation, we were looking at this exhibition of Afghan war rugs, which I think we've talked about before.
Yeah.
But I was so struck by the war rugs and the fact that an art form like this existed, and the fact that it was difficult, very difficult for me to imagine living in a kind of situation where that conflict and the presence of armaments in your daily life was so strong that it wove itself into its art forms. And so in talking to John, we just, you know, and he already had a really good relationship with Kat and had worked with her. They really presented the idea to me of, well, let's do this show as a complement to the war rugs that focuses on artists in that immigrant community who have these ties to the Middle East. So for me, the most important thing, and this is a learning experience for me too, you know, so when I'm sharing it with our audiences, it's something that I want to try to understand more or appreciate more. The complexity of conflict in the Middle East is, you know, it's so widespread, it's so geographically and community specific. I'm not a historian and that kind of knowledge, so sharing just the voices of these artists and how they use artworks and the symbolic potency of some of these materials and forms they're using are amazing. So for me, it's just getting people to come in here and to look at these pieces and have them affect them, not just intellectually, but, I mean, when you experience them, it's your body, it's your mind, it's your soul involved with trying to identify with these people and their experiences. And their artworks are amazingly powerful in how they do that. And most of the works have an artist statement, so you get to hear this very specific voice about, you know, how they're addressing it from their own individual perspective. And so I think that when you come into the show, it's really easy to get a lot out of it, and it really is this kind of universal human condition, and how do human beings react to this? So it's for me, it's very, you know, initially I thought maybe it would be a little bit alienating or I wouldn't be able to grasp it, but it helps me grasp this reality more because of how poignant and poetic the works are and the words of these artists are. So I think it's really just been very personally impactful, and people have really appreciated seeing it and understanding these perspectives. So, we're just incredibly thrilled to have it up and to be able to play this role for folks in our community.
So, John, even someone like Jody with the experience that she has is further appreciating on new levels the power of art. That has to be a pretty powerful testament when, the curator of the museum exhibits says something like that.
Yeah, it definitely feels pretty good.
Yeah. John Winchies mentions potency of materials and forms. Can you give us an example of, you know, an art piece or a presentation that you can walk us through on the radio that kind of help us visualize something that speaks to that?
Sure. There's several pieces in the show, but just the one I'll call attention to is Pedram Balderi's piece. It's he took a gun barrel, from a rifle, and converted it to a flute. Mm-hmm. And it's really beautifully crafted, and it's a playable flute, and it is presented in the gun case from which that original gun would have fit into. And then there's a video that accompanies it of a musician performing a concert playing this instrument. Mm-hmm. And it's just super beautiful, and there's so many layers to it, but just a couple that come to mind is his background is that he's Kurdish, and he's you know, experienced the trauma of war as a young, you know, as a young boy. And for him, this was a way to sort of, you know, address some of those experiences and transform something that has a very negative connotation to him into something that's very beautiful, and the music just does that. And so for him, the piece is almost less about the flute and more about the music itself.
Mm. Now, speaking of music, Jody, let's talk about this opening reception, because Friday, November 7th, that's this Friday, 5 o'clock Central Time at the museum, you're doing something brand new that sort of incorporates music and dance into the opening. Tell us about that, please.
Yes, one quick correction. That's actually Thursday, the 7th, so it is it's tomorrow night for us.
Thank you.
But we have Layla Awadalla. Again, this was just the kind of synchronicity, I think, with this show. Is Layla's originally from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, so she has Palestinian roots. She had studied dance at the University of Minnesota and was in the circle of artists that Kat and John knew in the Twin Cities there. So Layla, right now, she's overseas. She's in the Saharan Desert in Algeria in a refugee camp. And she's over there, she's doing work where she's really combining her passions for dance and art and human rights activism. And so what we're going to be doing Thursday night is we're going to have a live broadcast dance performance from her there in the desert in Algeria. And so she will be doing a Zoom session with her, so she'll be performing a live dance that's going to be combined with a recorded element. And then after that performance, she will have a Q&A session. So this is something really special. It's a first for us. Folks in the area here in the southeastern South Dakota know Layla, so we're hoping a lot of visitors come up to see her. This is actually the first time, she said, she has performed in South Dakota since she left for school 8 years ago. So wow. We just love the idea that she's there in, you know, in the Saharan Desert performing again in South Dakota for the first time in 8 years. So yeah. We're really looking forward to that performance.
I remember seeing Layla dance. So you are in for a powerful experience,
yeah.
Not only technically, but artistically. How do you, and this question is for both of you, and maybe I'll start with John, this is really emotional stuff, even for people who come in and say, I wonder what this exhibit is about. Suddenly you're standing in a very different, complicated space. Also, for people who have a lived experience, this can be triggering in some ways. Tell me a little bit about how that works in an exhibition space. How do you account for that, prepare for it, open the door for it? What are your hopes there?
Well, I think that audiences, if they are aware of what the exhibition is about, sort of come in naturally tuned to be open to what that exhibit could offer. And I think that's likely to be the case here. And in my experience, I mean, I've presented a number of exhibitions that have pretty strong emotional content over the years, and people's response is almost always, you know, one of gratitude for an expression, you know, for people especially who have lived experiences that are maybe similar to some of the artists. They feel grateful that this sort of story and this sort of expression is being presented in a public space, because they're not as commonly shared, and maybe they're not sort of part of the public discourse that you know, happens in broader media coverage or just in you know, general conversation. So I think people often find a cathartic response find themselves having a cathartic response to the work.
Hmm. I'd say, Jody, I'd add to that, give yourself some time afterwards to sort of reflect. As we wrap up here, any final thoughts, Jody Lundgren?
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. I think I'd love to encourage people to take time. I mean, each of these works, and there's only a dozen or so pieces, are really powerful, but to take the time to read it and think about it, it is, I mean, John used a couple words here that I think are absolutely spot on, and that's the idea of gratitude. That's what we get more than anything. I think both from people who maybe can really relate to these experiences or feel like these experiences are really foreign to them, they have a lot of gratitude for seeing these works. And then also I think the other part of that is that...
Very quickly, Jody. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, this is the opening exhibit is tomorrow night, November 7th. That begins at 5. It runs to about 7 p.m. It's called One Roof, Two Airs at the South Dakota Art Museum in Brookings. Jody Lundgren and John Sherman, we're very grateful for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Jody.